Welcome to the Truth and Healing Podcast with Gifty, a sacred space where we embark on a transformative journey of self-recovery, healing, and empowerment. It's your girl, Gifty. I am very honored to guide you on this path towards truth, wholeness, and inner healing. In a world that often leaves us feeling fragmented and disconnected, the Truth and Healing Podcast offers solace, a sanctuary where we explore the depth of our emotions, confront our wounds, and find courage to embrace our authentic selves. Together, we will navigate the complexities of life, seeking understanding and healing along the way. Each episode will dive into a wide range of topics, from emotional well-being and trauma recovery to self-care practices, spirituality, and personal growth. We invite inspiring guests who have embarked on profound healing journeys to share their wisdom, their stories, and transformative experiences. Our intention is to provide you a safe space for vulnerability and exploration, a place where you can find guidance, inspiration, and practical tools to navigate your healing journey. Our heartfelt conversations and guided practices, we will shed light on different modalities of healing, empowering you to embrace your truth and reclaim your power. The Truth and Healing Podcast with Gifty is more than just a podcast. It's a community, a support network that believes in the transformative power of healing and authenticity. We encourage you to connect with us, share your stories, and engage with fellow listeners on our social media platforms. Together, we can create a ripple effect of healing and growth. So take a deep breath. Honor your journey. And join me as we embark on this profound exploration of truth and healing. The Truth and Healing Podcast with Gifty begins now. Hello, hello, hello. So today our topic would be secrets to change and life. What is change? How does change affect you and I? Change. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Does it make your skin crawl? Or are you excited about the word change? Change, depending on how you see it, can be a positive thing or a negative thing. But no matter who you are or where you are, regardless of your country, your race, your ethnicity, your language, and disposition, time and change will definitely affect you. Yep, it will affect you. Life is continually handing us, as people and individuals, personal, family, community, and national changes, countrywide changes, I mean. And you may feel more nervous than trust regarding the inevitability of change, but change is everywhere. Yesterday was Monday, today is Tuesday. Something has changed because you're no longer in Monday. Today, you're in a different day. Every day, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, things are changing. Somebody is being born. Somebody is being buried. Somebody is sick. Somebody just got their healing. Somebody won the lottery. Somebody is flat broke. These are changes. Somebody just gave birth. Somebody just lost a loved one. These are changes that happens every day in people's lives, regardless of your race, regardless of your country, regardless of your ethnicity. Change is something we cannot, and I repeat, we cannot avoid. You may feel more nervous than trust regarding the inevitability of change, yet you can learn to embrace change with a positive attitude and use it to benefit your life as well as the life of others. And depending on the attitude you see and you use towards change, you can use it negatively by having a negative attitude and use it to destroy yourself and also destroy others. So it's a choice you have to make. It's all in the choosing. Perhaps you anticipate change in the future and are excited about it. Or the other way around, you're very nervous about change. Your company is going through a restructuring process. You're either nervous about it or you're happy about it. You're moving out of your country to another country. You're either nervous about it or you're happy about it. You're getting married. You're either nervous about it or you're happy about it. The change is everywhere. Every day you're growing. Once upon a time you were a tiny baby, and then you started crawling. You're eating solids. Now you can eat by yourself. You can walk. You go to school. Now you go to what? Elementary or primary school. And you're going to go to secondary school. And you find yourself in university. The same way your age, every year it goes up. That is change. Once upon a time, you were 25. A few years ago. Now you're 35. 10 years has passed. Even looking at your face and your body, a lot has changed. A lot has changed in your mindset. A lot of change. Even the way you see life. So, your attitude towards change has a lot to do with whether you're going to embrace life or you're going to reject life. How you see life, how you embrace life. Either in the positive or the negative, these new possibilities hold an exciting future for you. And I'm talking from the positive aspect of change. Change is inevitable. So regardless of your current attitude towards transitions, secrets for change will help you to understand the nature and the role of change in your life. How you see change. Have you even ever thought of it? But last year, you were 1 year younger. Today, you're 1 year older. And things are changing. Whether you like to think about it as, okay, it is happening or it's not happening, it's happening. Seasons come. And seasons go. That is change. Once upon a time, you were in the summer. You're wearing flip-flops. It's winter now. You have to put on a jacket, snow boot, buckle up because you don't want to catch cold. That is change. Change is everywhere. And as you consider these principles and insights that we're going to talk about regarding change, I trust you will develop the faith and the courage to embrace the next season of your life with a positive attitude. Positive attitude. Responding effectively to inevitable change and implementing desired change is the path to fulfilling your God-given potential for your unique contribution to this generation of ours. What do you have to contribute? And what you have to contribute will determine how you see change, how you embrace change. Change, as we know it, is one of the most important factors in human life. It is. Whether that change is imposed on us or we've created a change ourselves and are eagerly anticipating its possibilities, change is part of human life. Yet most people don't manage change effectively and positively. Because they see the world against them, or because of choices. God created change. How we relate to change has a significant impact on our quality of life. and whether or not we accomplish what we are meant to do during our time here on this earth is determined by how we respond to change. So understanding how to view, how to respond to, and the benefits of change is vital to a well-balanced and fulfilling life. Yep. Once upon a time, your parents were responsible for you because you were a baby. Now you are grown up. You have to make decisions on your own. That is change. You're no longer living under your parents' roof. That is change. You have a job now because you're done with school. That is change. But how do you see change? How do you see change? God is the original innovator who initiated principle of change on earth by creating what? Times and seasons. There is summer, there is what? Spring, there is fall, and there is winter. It was already created before you and I got here. And we have to adapt to it. So how do you see change as a whole? If God created it. In Genesis 1 verse 14, the word of God says, God said, let there be light in the expanse of the sky, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. Check your Bible up. It's in there. I didn't write it. So our world functions in time because God created it that way. We didn't create it. God created it that way. So we have to adapt to it. Seasons and days and years. Genesis 1 verse 14. So natural rhythms exist all around us. There are seasons in nature with corresponding changes in the weather. I talked about it. Summer, fall, spring, winter. And seasons in our bodies. You go from a baby to a toddler, and before you know it, you're a teenager. And now you're part of the youth. And now you're a young adult. And soon you'll be a full adult. And you're going to be called auntie and uncle. And now, guess what? A time will come where you're a grandma or a grandpa. And before you know it, your time here on earth is over. Another generation takes over. Your body goes through changes because every year you're growing. How do you respond to change? Once upon a time, there was no wrinkles on your face. Now there's wrinkles. Guess what? You respond to change by leaving the wrinkles as is, or you try to kind of minimize it when you go out by putting on creams and all these cosmetic stuff you can do to improve the look of your face. But your body has gone through changes. So there are seasons in our personal lives and seasons within the changing tides of human history. And the very nature of seasons implies change from winter to spring. Spring to summer. Summer to fall. And winter again. And the cycle continues. How do you respond to change? And some of the change we experience is a result of evil perpetrated by others unto us. Sin entered the world when humanity rebelled against God and went on its own way. Adam sinned by being disobedient to the instructions God laid out for him. So we're all sinners. One way you can look at it that way. We went on our own way. When it's part of human nature, we think we know better than our parents. Every generation thinks they know better than the generation before them. So we do our own thing. Some experiment with their lives, Some are very careful in their choices. Some don't care at all. But either way, change is inevitable. You will go through change. You can't run away from it. You will go through it. Yet change itself is not a result of the fall of humanity. It was what? Built into creation by God. Change was built into creation by God. So whether you like it or not, change is happening everywhere. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day. How do you see change? How do you react or respond to change? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Is this something you should give thought to? I will say yes. So there is a time for everything. In a season for every activity under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1. So one of God's promises is that everything on earth is only for a season. The time comes you go through summer. A time comes you have to go through winter. It's only for a season. So your life as we see it, or your life as you see it, whatever you're going through at this moment, it's not permanent. It's for a season. But how you react to that season that you're in determines how you're going to enjoy the next season, or how you prepare yourself towards the next season. Change is everywhere. The truth may be called promise paradox. This truth about change may be called promise paradox. So there are five fundamental principles of change, and we're going to discuss it now. What is it? The five fundamentals of change. Fundamental principle number one. Nothing on earth is as permanent as change. Nothing on this earth is as permanent as change. Point number two. Change is continual. Summer, fall, winter, spring. Summer, fall, winter, spring. It continues. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the cycle keeps going and going and going. From 12 a.m., you go to 1 a.m., 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, noon, and the cycle starts again. 1 p.m., 2, 3, this is how the days go by. It's continuous. Point number three, everything changes. Whether you like it or not, everything changes. Summer, the leaves of the trees are green. Everything is just beautiful to look at. Come fall, new. Things are turning brown. The leaves are brown and falling off the trees. Now the beautiful tree that is in your backyard looks so bare. There is no leaves on it. That is what happens in the fall. In the winter, the trees are covered with snow. In the spring, it's melting off. So everything changes. Everything changes. Once upon a time, you were a beautiful young adult. Be it a woman. Once upon a time, you were a handsome young man. With all the six-pack and all. Today, you have a one-pack, which is a good thing. Because everything changes. Your body change. Your bank account change. Your health change. The way you see God, your relationship with God change. Everything change. Once upon a time, you were a beautiful young girl. Today, You got stretch marks all over your stomach. Why? Because you have transformed from that beautiful tight body to now breastfeeding because you're a mother. Everything changes. Point number four, change is inevitable. Every day you're growing, your body is changing, your mindset is changing. Everything about you is changing. Your environment is changing. Point number five. Change is a principle of life in creation. It's embedded in creation. And this is how God made it. So you can't run away from it. You can stay in your room for a year. Things are happening outside. There is a lot going on in the world. Whether you like it or not, it's happening. That is change. That is change. So whenever you encounter change, especially change you consider disruptive or distressing, the kind that gives you fear, anxiety, it makes your skin crawl, the kind that got you so upset, don't feel you are all alone in this. We are all subject to change. Some people will experience their change in the summer. Some will experience their change in spring. Some will experience their change in the winter. Some will experience their change in the fall. Either way, we are all subject to change, regardless of your race, regardless of your status, regardless of your country, regardless of your ethnicity. Everybody is subject to change. So how do you embrace change? Change is a human equalizer. Change is a human equalizer. Today you might be crying, tomorrow you're laughing. Tomorrow somebody is crying, today you're laughing. Somebody might be happy, somebody might be sad. But that's all part of what? Human life. It is every human being's experience. Change. So if you think things aren't changing, just wait a week, or a month, or a year, and you look back on your life, and you see a lot has changed. Whether you believe it or not, a lot has changed. So your nationality, your race, your ethnicity, your language, your disposition, your wealth, how much money you have, whether you're rich or poor, your youth, the talent that you have, your intelligence, your popularity, your success, your ambitions, or good intentions don't make you immune to change. It doesn't. You are subject to change. So no matter who you are, be it your race, your language, your wealth, your youth, your talent, your intelligence, how popular you are, how successful you are, how ambitious you are, whether you're a good person with good intentions in life, you too will experience change. You will experience change. You too will experience change. And change, as we see it, is the essence of our experience in life. Change is the essence of our experience in life. Seasons can be physical, seasons can be mental, seasons can be emotional, seasons as we know it can be spiritual or societal, but change is the essence of our experiences in life. So how you see change, how you react to it, whether you respond or you react to change, will determine how far you go in life. Seasons that we go through can be physical, it can be mental, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual or societal. Either way, change is everywhere. Either way, change is everywhere. The word season is often used to define change. That is not a short-term event, but rather an extended period of transition. The word season is often used to define change. That is not a short-term event, but rather an extended period of transition. So how do you see change? And how do you react to seasons? Is the question. Seasons, as we know it, involves the replacement of one environment or condition with another. Seasons involves the replacement of one environment or condition with another. We experience four distinct types of change in life. Everybody goes through it. Everybody, no one is exempted. One is the change that happens to us. A type of change. It's change that happens to us. Two is change that happens around us. Change that happens to us is one, and change that happens around us. Point number three, change that happens within us, and change that we initiate. Now I'm gonna focus and discuss this further. So one is change that happens to us. We have no control over that. Change that happens around us. We have no control over that. Change that happens within us, that we have control over, and change that we initiate, that we have control over. So, let's go into detail. Change that happens to us affects our personal lives. It affects our families. It affects our careers. It affects our spiritual being. It affects every area of our lives. This is change that happens to us. It affects everything concerning our own personal self, our families, our careers, our mental mindset, everything. And then change that happens around us affects our society, our nation, or the world. But it also has some impact on us personally. Yep. It has an impact on you and I personally. And change that happens within us affects who we are physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Change that happens within us affects who we are physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And lastly, change that we initiate is created or altered by plans we implement to move us from the present to a preferred future. So change that we initiate is created or altered by plans we ourselves implement, not somebody implemented, to move us from our present to a preferred future. So sometimes we are our own devils. The need to be seen, the need to be known, the need to move from one season to another, we implement and make choices that affect us either positively or negatively. So change transports the present into a future that demands a response. Change transports present into a future that demands a response. How, you will say? The average person does not respond to change. The average person reacts to change. Reacting means having a negative attitude towards change. This is where anxiety comes in, fear comes in, desperation comes in. People get easily annoyed. And you're easily annoyed. You're easily offended. Or taking an action against change before really thinking about it or its consequences. We don't think. We act before we think. That's not how you react to change. You sit and digest the whole thing. Whatever is happening around you, the change that's happening around you, digest it. How do I move forward from here? What am I going to do? Do you trust God to walk you through it? Or do you trust your own self? Are you an average person who react to change? Reacting means having a negative attitude towards change. You just lost a loved one. Now you've gone bonkers, as if the world is over. No. That is you reacting to change. The world is not over. The world is still going on. So how are you going to pull yourself out of this mishap and this unfortunate situation is how you react to change. Merely reacting to change essentially gives change the advantage over you. Yep. Merely reacting to change essentially gives change the advantage over you, rendering you a victim of your circumstances. Rendering you a victim of your circumstances. So to deny change means to insist on continually business as usual when it's no longer usual. It is no longer usual because you're denying change that's happening. What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you reacting to change? Is it for your good? Or you're just emotionally consumed? Think about it. So friends and family, to deny change means to insist on continuing business as usual, as if nothing is happening. It's business as usual, when business as usual no longer is usual. How do you embrace change? How do you see change? How do you react to change? Do you react or you respond to change? Are you a victim of change? I want to know. Are you a victim of change? Change is everywhere. And change is no respecter of person. Change doesn't care about your race, your nationality, your talent, your success level, whether you're rich or poor. Change doesn't change. It's happening. It's happening. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day, change is happening. So don't deny change. Don't deny change. And what happened yesterday? Today is a brand new day. So, don't deny change. I'm going to leave you here for you to think about it. Change is inevitable because God created it. It's embedded in life and it's embedded in nature. So embrace change with a positive attitude. Embrace change with a positive attitude. As God leads you and you surrender your will to Him to guide you through every season of your life. Because without Him, trust me, you'll be a victim of change. You will definitely be a victim of change. I thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode under part 2 of secrets to change in life. How to navigate your way through change in this life. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on part one of Secrets to Change in Life. See you in the next episode. Good night.